Proclamation number 8369 of 1st of January, 1963. Living faith at the time of the faith struggle. Blessed are those who have found the path to me, who occupy their thoughts with their God and Creator, who let their thoughts wander into the kingdom which, although it is not apparent to them, is the real kingdom, which will remain for all eternity. Blessed are those who have already started on the path to their homeland, who not only live an earthly but also a spiritual life and have entered into contact with the spiritual world. Blessed are those who have taken the path to the cross and call upon me in Jesus Christ and whom I can therefore also redeem from sin and death. For all of these people have correctly directed their will, they have passed the test of will for the purpose of which they are on earth. Yet there are only a few people who seriously strive towards my kingdom and thus towards me. For many are satisfied with the mere form. They are satisfied that they are outwardly regarded as Christians, that they belong to a church and fulfill the commandments which these churches demand of them. But they lack living faith. Living Christianity is alien to them. They are not very touched inwardly, and therefore their souls do not mature either. And because they consider themselves Christians, they will not strive to change their thinking either. And time passes without having imprinted on their souls the maturity which secures them a blissful life and eternity. And these people must be awakened from their spiritual sluggishness, which only ever results in suffering and hardship. For in such a deficient spiritually deficient condition, they will not be able to victoriously endure the battle of faith which still lies ahead of you humans. They will completely fall away from faith, for they lack the strength to resist which only arises from a living faith. Yet it will come and be waged with such brutality that even my own will have to call for much strength if they want to stand firm when my adversary, through his vassals, through the people who are in bondage to him, will pick apart every doctrine of faith as a lie and deception and, when they themselves have no better knowledge to be able to oppose them. Only a person who lives a life of love and thereby can be guided in his thinking can gain a living faith, who therefore will also recognize the truth brightly and clearly and also represent it to those who deny all faith in God and also want to destroy it in his fellow human beings. And for this reason I repeatedly bring the pure truth to you through my word, and if you accept it as a result of fulfilling my will and living a life of love, even the battle of faith will not be able to dissuade you from your conviction. For once you have recognized the truth, you will no longer surrender it, you will also defend it at the risk of your life, for then you will also know how futile all earthly things are and that you will gain far more in my kingdom than the earthly kingdom can ever offer you. Yet the formal Christians will not be able to muster this conviction, and my adversary will not have much trouble that they completely abandoned their faith because they lack all knowledge and therefore regard everything as a human creation, because this is presented to them by the adversary. Therefore, knowledge alone is of no use unless love first brings knowledge to life and gives the human being the inner conviction from which he will then draw strength and resist until the end. This is the only thing I want to achieve, that you take the path to me of your own accord, that you mentally occupy yourselves with me and my kingdom, which is not of this world. And you can believe that I will then no longer leave you out in time and again intervene in your world of thoughts so that time and again you will establish the bond with me which will also ensure the influx of strength you will need in the last days. If I have only found entrance into your heart, you are not lost. For since you are also my share, I will not give you up either, and you yourselves give me the right to push my adversary away from you, because you have found me of your own free will, because you do not close yourselves off to me in my illumination but allow it to take effect on you, and therefore you have now become and will remain my own for all eternity. Amen.